Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. It's your boy Bones and Bobby Benghazi. Spitz me. What's going on? Oh, we got the sound effects back going.
I missed them.
It's good. Weren't they fun?
Put a little twist on things.
Right? Right. I gotta get the Uncle Ray Ray ones back.
I know, I miss Uncle Ray Ray.
Uncle Ray Ray. But, yeah, we're back, Mike. We were not live last week. We are live this week. We are live on YouTube, so thank you, everybody, for checking us out. Ghost and Rob are going back and forth about killing each other in Ohio. IR Chris in the building. Amber's floating around somewhere. We got a good crowd going on.
Sorry, Amber. I apologize that you got to deal with this.
Right?
Poor you don't got it. That's the thing. Like, you don't even have to.
I think she likes it.
I hope so.
Yeah, Mick, I'm really happy about these damn sound effects because I really missed them. God damn it. It bothered me.
Wrong.
Yeah. We had a bunch of new... They used to be a decent part of the show, but now...
Don't be rude.
We have them back. But, Mick, this one's got to be... Mick.
It ain't even over yet. It just started.
Just when you think it's about to end. Jesus.
God damn.
My God. Jeez. Alright, well, we're fucking children, man.
Shit, dude.
Anyway, yeah, so we're back, mate. Last week we talked Strangeland, which was fun.
It was nice and nice.
Right? Fucking Strangeland. When was it? I don't remember if it was yesterday. Either way, Dee Snider retweeted our little, I guess, advertisement tweet for that episode. That was nice of him.
The Hammer himself?
Yeah, Dee motherfucking Snider.
Damn, boy. We done made it now.
Right?
The Hammer himself.
I know, man. Dee Snider. So, we actually got in contact with him, so... later in the year... God damn it, where'd this thing go? Later in the year, we'll be able to bring you a little something more about that. Speaking of making connections and talking to people, we can let him know about next week, too, with Bill Moseley.
Bill Moseley's coming back.
Oh my God. That makes me so happy, man. So happy. So apparently, Bill Moseley has this film, Devil's Junction. Handy Dandy's Revenge. It actually looks really creepy. And he has a role in this movie. And I haven't seen it yet, so you know I don't know how much of a role. But he's going to stop by with us and chat it up for a little bit. And we'll have him on next week. Look at that. Holy shit, man.
Become a friend of ours.
It is rare that we have people come back. It's been done, Mink. But Bill Moseley is now one of them. How awesome is that?
Like I said, man, we done made it now.
Yeah.
Shit. One of these days he's going to be in one of our movies.
Hey, we were just talking about that. You never know. Tell Bill Moseley to stop by for a few drinks, a couple beers. Next thing you know, Otis is featured in this movie.
Shit.
Oh, shit. IR Chris at Kabasi Cult represent. Man, come on.
Damn, boy.
Right? Yeah.
Fuck. I don't know what it is. That Kabasi boy, homie, hold it down. East side, west side, north side, south side, all around side. You know, it's another day in the Kabasi life. Just hold it down, son. Outside, sling it around. Hold it down, son.
What the hell is all that?
But you know what it is, you know, homeboy just has to sit before he's drinking and eat kabasi.
What the fuck? What the hell?
Just outside on the front porch, outside on the porch, you know, just fucking kicking it, keeping it real, eating kabasi, you know, ain't nothing going on.
Rolls some blizzy, couple 40s eating kabasi.
Couple 40s, son, you know what I'm saying? You put the kabasi on the grill, man, it's all good.
Because you'd be in jail.
Yeah, fucking kabasi. But yeah, so we're gonna have Bill Mosley next week. This week I actually sent out a tweet because I couldn't figure out what the hell we should do this week. So I sent out a tweet asking a bunch of motherfuckers, what do you think Slasher Radio should cover this week? Holy shit! Holy shit! Melly Bean is here, Mink.
Yeah. Oh, just in time.
Mink, fucking Melly's in the house. Kabasi cult represent.
Kabasi Club represents, you know, shit. OG even fit. Oh, you better tuck your chain.
Tuck your chain. So, yeah, I was asking what everybody thinks we should do for this week, and IR Chris actually suggested Creepshow. And here we are, Mink.
You know what, Chris? I love you for this, but I am not happy that I had to do this movie at all.
Uh-oh.
Not happy. Not that I didn't like it.
Right. Okay.
It's the shit that I had to go through to get the movie.
Oh, it was hard for you to find.
Mink.
It was hard impossible. For me.
I mean, I take that back. It wasn't hard for me to find.
Right.
It was very simple for me to find it with very, very, very little hiccups whatsoever. But it just wouldn't work.
Oh, okay.
Mind you, I tried this. Like 6-something, gave it a break, went, did some shit, came back, tried it again, wasn't working, switched to the PlayStation, wasn't working, tried it on my phone, couldn't get nothing to go in, set the laptop up, went through all that, ran a little bit, you know, I ran the HDMI cord to the TV, then all of a sudden I wanted to act dumb, so it wasn't working again, I went through numerous different places and resources that I've tried to get this to go. Finally, man, we're inching close. It's about 9 o'clock now. So it's a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what the fuck, man? So I finally break down and go on YouTube and fucking pay the $2.99 to watch this bitch in HD. Fucking had to come to that, man. And then finally I'm sitting down watching a fucking movie. And then here comes Nancy ass from the back. All fucking Nancy. La la la, look at me, Puerto Rican. You'll never get this. Fucking Puerto Rican Nancy. What you watching? Creepshow. And then she says, oh, don't you have that movie?
I said, no what? Way.
She said, yeah, you have that movie. I remember, because we watched it. And I said, bitch, you right. How the fuck could I forget? Had it the whole time.
Wow.
Had it the whole fucking time, mate. I'm looking at the DVD right now.
Wow. That sucks. I know the feeling because I've done that before, and I can't remember which movie, but that is a shitty feeling.
Yeah.
So you went down and spent money on the fucking thing for something you got. But it probably wasn't in HD. Was it? The copy you have?
No.
Okay,
no,
so...
it was just regular DVD.
Yeah. It justified slightly. But damn... That sucks.
Not after I was laughed at and ridiculed because I didn't tell her what the movie was. She just knew I was struggling to get the fucking movie. You know? Because when I'm going through these things, she kind of just goes off and goes, you know, gets away from it. Well, I don't blame her.
Duh.
I'm fucking struggling, man. I'm cursing everything under the fucking sun.
You poor thing.
Getting
you.
Mad at everything, yeah. And I'm fucking mad. Finally break down. I'm bitching about that. Bitching about fucking breaking down and having to get it.
Right.
Where's my fucking wallet? This, that, and the third. Being the biggest scumbag I can. And here comes fucking Nancy Pants.
Being all Nancy. Why,
being fucking all fucking Puerto Rican, you'll never get this.
You'll never. Don't give her shit, though. Like, she. Not her fault. Leave her alone.
My fucking pootie coming down the hall. Talk about, I got a small beach on shit. Cállate la boca, y el bicho es muy, muy small. No.
She's going to listen to this one day. And it's going to be the day you're doing one of these.
Right? Oh, you got that movie. I said, really?
Fuck.
Lo and behold, yeah, I do. So anyway, okay. I'm not mad about having to do the movie, but I am mad about that situation, which I do think this movie was, in some pieces, in respects, really fucking cool, and then it kind of like dropped the ball at the very, very, very end, because I thought that story was the worst.
Oh. All right, let's... All right, fair. Let's get into that, though. Let's get to the news first, rather, and, you know, all that bullshit, because that's a very good point. Go to 12nightsofhorror.com, promotehorror.com, horrormoviesandstuff.com. You can check all them out, because they've always supported us, so, you know, go help a brother out. Man. Nothing wrong with helping a brother out. You know what I mean?
Let me hold a cigarette, son.
Let me hold a cigarette. That's hysterical.
Help a brother out, son.
You know what? Really quick, I want to add, because, of course, I forgot Friday the 13th franchise. This thing did not just freeze on me. Oh, you... Okay, there it goes. I always forget that, Mike. I was actually done on time. Last week on Friday the 13th franchise.com, they were talking about, Mike, remember we mentioned how they had a movie and a TV show and some props and stuff from that was never released?
Right.
The mask and whatnot. Yeah, so now that we're live and we can have our video portion of the show, I wanted to just kind of rehash that because, you know, I wanted everybody to be able to see it. I mean, that mask is pretty boss. And, I mean, we touched on it already. There's really not all much to say about it. But, you ready to get into the news, Mink?
Let's roll, baby.
It's time for Spitball in the News with Bobby Spitzer.
Oh, shit. Alrighty, first up, NECA brings Ghostface to Toy Fair with new retro style and Ultimate Edition Scream figures. I don't know why I needed all that extra bullshit, but what the hell? Hold on, mate. Rob, he said, why don't we all just agree that I'm amazing and leave it at that? Mate, why does he gotta do that?
Because he believes he's amazing.
I don't even know what they're going on about, because Ghost and Melly are going back and forth, and Rob just comes in with this.
If you don't believe your own clout, nobody will.
Yeah, but Jesus, right? Christ.
You gotta lay it down sometimes, man.
I guess. Anyway. I like to bring these up just because I know there's a really big following for action figures and all that stuff. And I'm not gonna lie, man. I'm kind of getting into them, too. Think I'm gonna do it.
Make your collection, man.
Yeah, they're really boss. We're gonna stick on the toy topic for a minute. Upcoming 12-inch, I mean, I don't know why they had to do all that, but shit. 12-inch figures from Trick or Treat Studios include Art the Clown from The Terrifier and Michael Myers. Make shit. They're bringing beef out.
They brought some beef out. I love that Art is now a staple in his own right.
Yeah, you're right, bro. He deserves it. He does. And in such a short amount of time, I still to this day feel that All Hallows Eve was super underrated for Art. Super underrated.
That first one, right?
Right. Yeah, we actually did that one too. I forget how long ago, but yeah, we covered the All Hallows Eve.
Yeah, because I did that and then Terrifier.
Right. Oh man, I like that movie a lot. Also, kind of, I mean, the first one, All Hallows Eve, the first real Art the Clown sighting, that kind of ties into Creepshow a little bit, so that was similar.
Yeah. The way they did it, yeah.
Rob Humphrey said, I like NECA figures, but can't bring myself to pay that much for them. That does, yeah, that's the downside. Rob, how much do they run for? Because, like I said, I'm thinking of starting a little collection, but I don't know. Every now and then, I don't think it would be bad. But yeah, if you start getting all of them that come out, it's a lot of money. So I agree with Rob. IR Chris said, I have the Sackhead Jason NECA figure. Look at Chris. My fucking bringing the hammer. And Melly Bean has a Chase Funko. Funkos count.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with a Funko.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. God damn.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Alright, so, yeah, man, that's cool. I might, one day, Mick, I'm going to get one of these one day. Next up, Nickelodeon renews Are You Afraid of the Dark for a second season. Dude, I remembered when they got approved and all that stuff, but I am going to be honest, I completely forgot about it.
I remember coming home from school, ready to watch that, all that stuff. Nickelodeon had a really, really fun lineup.
Hell yeah. I'm very curious, though. If anybody who's watching right now was able to catch any of the new ones, you know, please let us know. But, oh, dude, Are You Afraid of the Dark was so fucking good. That was, and that also ties into Creepshow. It shows you how far this movie really reached out. Dude, it was like the kids' version of that, of Creepshow, Tales from the Crypt. This was the shit that, you know, we could sit and watch, and, you know, parents didn't give a fuck. Every now and then they look at you with, especially Tales from the Crypt, and some stuff they don't want you looking at. Are You Afraid of the Dark was ours, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was definitely one of them. Where's the, oh.
Damn, look at them titties!
Titties.
Titties, titties, titties. Yeah, dude, I mean, did nobody? Creepshow was one of my favorites as a kid. All right, Ghost, but did you see the new Are You Afraid of the Dark, Ghost? That is the question at hand, ma'am. She's getting sick. I mean, she's just doing what she wants up in here now. Not good. I guess nobody in here has caught it. They're not relaying the response, so.
You know what, man?
What?
I ain't never seen that shit. So I ain't never gonna see it.
You're not gonna watch the new ones?
I said, fuck it. Fuck it right in its tight little ass.
Yep.
Nah, just kidding. I'm sure I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, eventually. Now that I'm reminded. I don't know why it fell off so much, the news on it. Like,
Coolio.
Fair.
Coolio. Ain't nobody in this bed sit down ready to watch no goddamn Nickelodeon afterwards. That's with me. Imagine that. Come home. Ooh, I can't wait. What are you doing? What channel is Nickelodeon? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, but you get what I'm saying. Like, if they would have, you know, like sci-fi, I bet you it would have stuck a little bit more. But kids nowadays need to stop slacking and get on this shit, because we were on this shit. So kids nowadays ain't on that shit. They yeah. slacking. I blame the kids. It's the kids' fault. It's the kids, goddamn it. That's why. Fucking kids, man.
You blame children?
The children. Matter of fact, I should go in my son's room, bust down his fucking door, pull the blankets back, wake him up and shake him and ask him why he hasn't watched it yet.
That's true. Shout out to, who the hell is this? Oh, shit. Homeboy from, remember that emulator thing I was talking about? For Xbox? I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Error. I can't even read the damn thing. Erodacting Love. Erigal. Erodacting Love. I think that's homeboy. I don't know. Might not be. But what up, dude? He said, what up, bro? How you doing? How you doing?
Has he seen Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, let's put you on the spot, buddy. Have you seen Are You Afraid of the Dark? Huh? The new one? Not the old one, because we done seen that shit already. But the new one. It's a shame, man. You know, it's fucked up because, you know, Ghost and Rob, like, they're around our age range. And we all loved Are You Afraid of the Dark. I bet you if you asked all of us before the new ones came out, hey, what if Are You Afraid of the Dark came back? Oh, shit. That would be our response. Because that was mine when I heard about it come back. And we haven't even watched this shit.
Because we old.
Yeah, it's like when Nickelodeon put... oh, yes, it's me. Yeah, I was right. Okay, cool. when Nickelodeon put all of the, Kenan and Kel and all that. I forgot what they called it, but late at night, they had a thing where they put all the old shows on. And I watched them the first few times, and then I fell off on it. So, I don't know.
We all know.
Yeah. Not for nothing, though, to go back to what you said before, and Cartoon Network made it where you get off work and watch it. So, maybe.
Well, yeah, with Adult Swim.
You heard about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But they still...
Yeah, well, the Cartoon Network is very... That whole...
Yeah.
They're on a whole other level. I told you what they did to Nickelodeon, right?
What?
That whole commercial beef they had?
No.
They had this crazy ass beef going on between like them and Nickelodeon back when we were kids, and they had like their advertisement times for commercials and shit like that were bought up. So like everybody who had commercial time during whatever hours they paid their money for those slots, right?
Right.
Well, there was a slot open on Nickelodeon's and Cartoon Network bought the slot, and they put their characters in an orange backdrop, and they said they were lost and they need to get out before they get caught. But since they got their attention, why don't you switch over to where we're going?
Wow.
So you can watch us. Yeah.
Damn.
So they put like Ed and Eddie, Courage the Cowardly Dog, Powerpuff, Johnny Bravo. All of them were over there in a orange backdrop, acting like they were trying to get the fuck away.
Right.
Yeah, on Nickelodeon's time. So then they paid money for that too. That's the thing.
Yeah. God damn. That's balls. I think you did say something like that. I think I remember. Yeah. I don't know. It's definitely different. But yeah, I think Cartoon Network kind of has that locked. I don't think Nickelodeon would be able to even if they wanted to.
No, because even back then they had like Space Ghost, shit like that.
Space Ghost was really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
I called Ghost Space Ghost for a little bit. That was fun. Speaking of, she said she remembers that commercial. Oh, good job, Ghost.
That shit was so funny. They had a lot of balls doing that.
Yeah, they did. But, that is not it for the news. Where the hell did that tab go? Alright, they have a... Yeah, you know what? No, we're not even going to touch on that. The news don't went too long already now, boy. Come on, enough now. We'll do that one next week. So that's the end of it for the news, man. I don't know what more they want.
They ask it for too much.
They are. They got balls, really. Especially Ghost. But, Mink, this week, we're doing Creepshow. Holy shit. This one, I mean, incidentally, just throughout the news and, you know, whatever else we randomly brought up, we had to mention Creepshow 2 times, at least. This is a big fucking movie. Do you think it earned... Do you think the quality of their content was... And I'm talking throughout everything, the shows, the movie, all the movies. Do you think the quality backs up its legacy? Because a lot of things, you know how they are, they'll just get that because of the name. Do you think this one deserved it?
Yeah, especially since it's coming from a comic book. It's where the content derives from.
Agreed. Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, it so earned it. Because you gotta look, like this movie, the original Creepshow that we're doing, 1982. Dude, that's 1982. That's all this stuff. For them to do the transitions into the comic book and into the, I guess, quote, real life in the movie. Dude, that looks so smooth and perfect for 1982. My God.
Yeah, they did a really good job. Especially me watching it in HD.
Oh, I can imagine.
You know, I got to appreciate it on a different scale. Like how they, and plus their practical effects too really, really stood out still to this day. Stood up. And I like the way they use the lighting and everything. So, aesthetically, cinematographically, whatever you want to call it, it still stands in there, man. Even for a movie from 82, 38 years ago, and to this day, it looks good.
Yeah. Hell yeah, it does. And, I mean, dude, George Romero, that's just really... But, like, he had his hand in so many... Like, when he made a movie... He really had his hand in stuff. And it just shows. Like, he was, this movie was so great, and it was what it was and all that. And then you transition into everything else he's done. I mean, it's just that the quality is there on everything. So he, of course, he's worked with great people, but dude, that's no accident. Like, definitely one of the greats.
No, that's what makes it so fun to watch, because you get to see these things, you know, that he created, and watch him perform, because they're fun to see as characters. They're not just some weird random, like, I was watching this movie the other day called The Collector.
Right.
And I didn't like it because I didn't like that guy. I didn't like him. I didn't, he wasn't fun to watch. There was nothing about him that really, the father that came out of the ground in the first story was more fun to watch than him.
Okay.
I mean, like, just the characters that he was able to create, you know, they were a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
The zombies they were pretty fucking cool. The only thing that I didn't like was the fucking voices, man. It was the same voice. That was it.
In Creepshow?
Maybe the
About, okay.
Yeah, wasn't it the same voice for all the beasts or zombies or whatever you want to call them?
Probably, yeah. And that's the thing, like, that's how low you got to go to really pick at stuff for this movie, you know? Like, that's how low you had to go. Like, that's... George Romero was just fucking everything he did, man. Talk about... And we talked about it with Greg Nicotero. We had, like, he created zombies. Like, Night of the Living Dead, all that shit, man. Like, he really... And then you're going even back 68.
Yeah.
Like, he was pulling out quality like that back then.
It's crazy.
It's wild. That's what I mean, man. You get these movies nowadays, and it's like, there's really no fucking excuse for being bad. It's just not.
So, man, it's fun to watch. Like, you're sitting there, and you're wanting to see these things, and he doesn't let you down in that respect. You know they're going to look good.
Right.
And I get him back in 1982. Like, that was top shelf. That was it. You know, it didn't get much better than that. And like I said, even to this day, it holds up. Even The Creature in the Box. That motherfucker was badass.
Yeah, yeah. All the creatures were, dude. And the homeboy that looked like Harry Henderson. Dude, it's crazy how they were able to... It was so perfect. It had that... Like, it wasn't overly gory. And, you know, Goosebumps took a lot from this. Like, it's crazy how much this influenced people. Like, it really... influenced so many things. Like, it was almost that, I don't want to say childish, but it had that feel to it, to where it could be, you know, it conceived as that. And that's perfect to me.
Yeah, it was all for fun. Like, the little freeze frames and then fading back to the comic. They even had some animation in there, and all of it tied in very, very well.
Yeah. Yeah. And it had those moments of, you know, like, where shit got real, real. Like, it had those, it didn't go above and beyond and overly, you know, it stood in its wheelhouse. It didn't try and, it brought it to the point of severity that was, I don't want to say acceptable, because, you know, that's kind of firm, but you know what I mean? It wasn't above and beyond for no reason. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, they pulled it up a couple times. He's sitting there mopping up blood and having him bury himself in there. There's a lot of good, you know, drama that tied very, very well for it. The horror story of it. You know, him telling him, if you're calm, collected, you'll survive as long as you, you know, keep your head on right, I guess. Where he's talking about the waves.
Right.
And watching him, thinking like you're thinking about suffocating.
Right.
So it makes you think about things like that and being put in that position, which really, you know, makes the movie stand out more, makes it personal.
Like, that's dark, man. Mm-hmm. Like, when you really think about it. You're
thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and by the way, that, I don't know, I guess, I don't know what you call it, segment? I don't know, that story, that, dude, Ted Danson in that one. I fucking love Ted Danson so much. You ever watch Cheers, Mink?
He's a funny movie.
He is awesome. I love him.
You talking about the dude with the white hair?
Oh, no. That's, what's his name? Leslie Nielsen from Naked Gun and shit.
That's funny, motherfucker.
He is hysterical. But dude, Ted Danson's really good too. The dude that he buried in the sand with the brown hair. I love Ted Danson.
He can bench press 300 pounds, Mink.
Dude, Ted Danson's my man. You never watched Cheers, Mink? Damn, Cheers was another good old show, but he was the man. He got the fucking the pootie in that one, mate.
He was got the pootie.
Sam Malone. Oh shit.
What in Cheers?
Yeah.
He's getting the pootie.
Getting the pootie.
Laying he's playing the beach.
Oh yeah. What did Ghost say on here? Ghost said, "I remember my dad showing me this movie as a kid. It was creepy with storytelling and ambience." Without being over the top with gore. Yeah, and jump scares. It's one of the earliest scary movies I ever saw. Yeah, dude, for sure. That's what we were getting at. It had that feel where, like, not everything we watch has to be, like, filled with blood and serious. And no, it doesn't have to be. And this is that perfect middle ground. Fuck Creepshow.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
The comic book transitions, we mentioned that already. Mink, speaking of actors, Stephen King acting. Oh, shit.
I know, right? He very rarely pulls his fucking out.
He did on this one. On
this little beaner.
My God, man. Yeah, I know. Fucking Boston bastard, mate.
He very rarely does. Did it.
Dude, fucking George Romero and Stephen King. Like, what the fuck? That's a match. That is a dream.
People knew what they had back then, too.
Yeah, you're damn right. So we got George Romero directing and, you know, direction, which I guess is another word of directing. But, you know, kind of directing the effects aspect of it to some degree and all that. So, dude, you're getting beef and potatoes here. And got motherfuckers like Leslie Nielsen and Ted Danson? Who the hell do they think they are?
I don't know. They fucking booty patrol police or something.
Right. They
clap of cheeks.
With an $8 million budget, too. So, yeah, you know, that also, and that's in 1982, $8 million. So, it was a George Romero movie through and through. Like, they got the big budget. But how many times have we seen movies with huge budgets that fucking absolutely suck? It happens all the time. And they damn sure didn't do that. They pulled their Beecho out. $21 million in the box office, too. From $8 million to $21 million in 1982. That is not bad. What in the hell else? I'm going to ask you that later. I don't want to put you in that position right now. Greg Nicotero, mate, we had him on, talked about the new one. How do you think he carried on the career? Because as he told us, that was like a really big deal. This movie was a huge deal to him. How do you feel he paid respect to it?
No, I never watched it.
You haven't seen the new ones yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The new ones, I don't think anybody else should have done. Like, we've been wanting a new creep show for a long time, all that stuff. They found the perfect guy to do it. Like, Greg Nicotero was absolutely flawless.
He executed very well.
He kept it as true as far as the cinematography of it, just the way it was shot, like the little things of it. It looked like Creepshow with better graphics, obviously. But, dude, he really... And this is a thing you could fuck up easily, man. Like, Tales from the Crypt is, too. They had those colors and that way of things. Like, the simple little things that just made it them. And, dude, he fucking stood true to that, man. On point, 1,000,000%.
He put some pride into it.
Without question. I don't think anybody else would have shown, and I could be wrong, but I don't think anybody else could have shown it that kind of respect.
Yeah, he did it justice, huh?
Yeah, he did it right. He really did do it right. Especially with the comic book world involved with it, you could go overboard with effects very quickly, and he didn't do that, so kudos to him. Even Rob said the series is great. He made me agree with him. Damn it.
Hey, man, it's good.
It is. If you get time, you do have to sit and watch. Like, if you love Creepshow, you'd love this. It's pretty much as close to identical as you can get.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up and check it out. Go ahead, DM me.
Still on Shudder, so they got it up there, them shim bitches. I'm surprised. I'm surprised Rob doesn't. Oh, wait, no. He did have this. I was going to say on the older episodes where we were chopping up like tops, I think Creepshow was on his list. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rob. Do you remember me?
I do not recall.
The 100th episode, I think Creepshow is on his list, maybe, possibly. It'll do you some good to be right about something every now and then, Bones. What an asshole. Fucking Rob. Wait. Yes, I had it on my list. Ah, look at that. All right, Mink, I need to know. If you're picking one... I'm doing it to you. If you're picking one... You could never watch the other one again. Cast it away off your island. And you had to keep one. Creepshow or Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt.
Hell yeah. My man.
I like Creepshow and all, and I respect it. But, I mean, that wasn't the one that I had growing up. Tales from the Crypt was the one that I had, you know.
Yeah. I'd probably go Tales from the Crypt, too. Look, it's hard to... There wouldn't be Tales from the Crypt without Creepshow. Like, I get that. But I, like you said, we grew up on that. That's what we grew up on. That's what it was. And I think it is better, though. Like, I genuinely do think it's better than Tales. I hope nobody gets mad at me for it, but.
It is. It is better.
It is.
It is. It's just plain old simple it is, man. The way they executed it, the whole situation, having a Crypt Keeper, the whole thing was better. It was some. I know it's an opinion-based thing, but I'm just saying, like, it's better.
Right. Right. You're right, dude. Mr. Glove in the live chat said Tales from the Crypt also. I mentioned it before, but colors were a big thing to me on Tales from the Crypt, man. Like, I don't know what it was about it, but that purple and that green, and then they would throw orange in sometimes. It was just... There was something about it, man. They made the Crypt Keeper every now and then. They'd make him a little flamboyant's a bad word, but you know, even when they had him in the golf outfit, like it was bright colors and stuff, they really knew how to aesthetically make it pleasing.
And it was the intro. It was everything.
Right.
It was just so much better. You know, that music. Bang, 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 like you're going through it. It was awesome.
Yeah,
there's no question.
The Crypt Keeper laugh and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. And not only that, the Tales from the Crypt had a mascot, I guess you can call him, in the Crypt Keeper, which helps a lot. Like, I know Creepshow had that. It kind of sort of looked a little kind of like the Crypt Keeper in a way, but that skeleton looking thing. That was in the kid's window in the beginning, like, on the covers. But he didn't speak, so it's like, it's not the same.
The Crypt Keeper, even, not only did he have his own personality, but he was scary in his own right. You know, like, I can look at Crypt Keeper and be more frightened of him than that little skeleton thing, because it never displayed any kind of sinister traits other than it's just spooky looking.
Right, you get over that quickly.
Yeah, he'll cut in there and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, and he's holding a knife and there's like a fucking dead body in front of him.
Right.
Like, that's some creepy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was... Dude, when I was real young, like before I actually got into Tales from the Crypt, I've said it before on the show, he used to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, that was my threat when I was little. You know, I'm gonna get the Crypt Keeper. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. It was just a better show. Which, not taking anything away from Creepshow. I like it. I enjoy it. I know that it's the OG, if you will.
Without question.
You know, but I never really took too much plight into it.
Right.
I guess. You know?
Yeah.
Which is probably why I never checked out the the new ones, which I am. I'll check it out for sure. But
right.
I think I like the movies more than the show itself, I guess you could say.
Yeah, as opposed to where Tales from the Crypt was. I mean, the movies were, where they were entertaining, they were good, but the TV show was way better than the movies with Tales from the Crypt, because
yeah, you know,
that it was a, they nailed that episodic thing. You're right. I agree though, dude. Creepshow is amazing. Like, it is one of my favorites. Rob, if you're still in here, let us know, because I guess you would pick Creepshow over Tales from the Crypt, and if you would, just give us a quick thought on why, because I do want to see the other side of that coin. But dude, they, like you said, there is no Tales from the Crypt without Creepshow. Just bottom line, there's not.
No, even down to the whole comic book thing,
right? You know,
where they come from. But damn, dude, I always forget the name of this fucking episode. You know what? I'm gonna tell you right now, because I have it. It should be right fucking in front of me.
While you're doing that, Melly Bean said, "I loved Bordello of Blood." That was another good one. I would definitely, that would be third for me for sure. I mean, as far as, I would much rather watch the episodes, like the movies from Tales from the Crypt were, they were good. Like, I'm not saying they weren't bad at all. I would actually like to do one of them one week, mate. And Bordello of Blood was really good, but I would rather watch Tales from the Crypt first, Creepshow second, either show or movie, but then Bordello Blood would be third for me, for sure.
Yeah. It's called Corman's Calamity. It's the episode where the comic book artists, like, they go into their whole comic book aspect of the show. Like, they show you the studio and everything.
Right.
When they make it, and they get in depth. So they exploit it, and they go into detail about it. Which Creepshow does too, but they've never done that.
No.
From that perspective, where they come from the inside. And it tied, you gotta watch the episode, because they tied the show into it.
Yeah.
In a weird second dimensional, third dimensional way. They layered. It was weird how they did it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like one of those things. Like, it was very interesting.
Hell yeah. And that's the kind of stuff you can do with shows like this. Like, if they ever made, which they might have out and I just haven't seen it, but like a documentary, kind of like whatever Camp Crystal Lake Memories, whatever it is for Friday. If they were to do that on Creepshow, oh, dude, I'd be down 1,000,000%. Unfortunately, George Romero obviously wouldn't be part of that, but, you know, Stephen King maybe sat and talked about it. Yeah, even Ted Danson, and that would be awesome. I definitely want to see that. Writers from the comic book, like, dude, all day long. Wow. Rob said, it's actually hard to compare the two. One is mostly known as a television show, and the other is a movie. Yeah, but they're pretty much the same thing, Rob. Another edge up that Tales from the Crypt had for me, the stories were shorter since it was a television show, and that helps. Obviously, there's a lot less time. You can cram a lot of shit in, and you don't really get bored.
Yeah, and then plus they introduced so many different kind of actors that, and actresses that weren't even famous at the time, you know. So like in the long run too, I feel like Tales from the Crypt took the cake as far as longevity as well, because a lot of stars got their start coming up.
Yeah,
from that series.
Yeah. Ted Danson, I keep bringing him up, but I just know him better than the rest of them. Dude, Cheers was a phenomenal show. You should watch it when you get a chance. But Sam Malone, the character he played there on Cheers, it was a popular character at the time. And he really, like, it's weird watching him in this movie. Dude, his voice is completely different. And there wasn't that big of an age range when he started Cheers, but he found his identity. Like, he found his, even in Becker, he had that television show Becker after Cheers. Like, he kind of had
Becker.
Right. He found his groove as an actor kind of after Creepshow. So you do see that growth in it. So they were doing that, but you're right. Tales from the Crypt had more opportunities. It's on every week for an entire season. you know, multiple stories.
Yeah.
So, Rob is wrong again.
Wrong.
I'm so mad I don't have a wrong sound effect. Damn it.
I'm not saying that he's right, but I'm saying that he's wrong, which I guess is the same thing, but either way, he's wrong.
Don't be rude.
Oh, man, fucking Donald Trump. Yeah, dude, there's really not, like, when I was watching it, I was sitting there going, there's really not much to talk about with this movie.
Really? Really, to my, other than the fact that I could say, like, well, which one was your favorite segment, Mink?
It might be either Stephen King or the one with Nielsen and Ted Danson with the burying the sand. First one was really good, too, though.
The one that when they buried, got buried in the sand, that was my favorite one.
Yeah.
The Stephen King one was good, man.
It was really good. Like, Stephen King had that, what do you call it, lunkhead? Like, it was, that's what it was.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think and going through all the segments, the one that, with that guy you're talking about, that one really stood out as far as, like, it had everything. It had drama, suspense, it had horror, you know, and it built up the story so well. Yeah, and it ended so well, too, because, like, it had that revenge scene that you were like, and there's no way he's going to kill these motherfuckers and get away with this. Something happens, and it blew.
And it was such a dark thing. Like, this one had depth left and right.
Like, he went in there, and he was like, you know, you really should take care of your equipment. That motherfucker knew what he was about to do with that equipment.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that was phenomenal. Like, and it's I don't think it's an accident. Like, it had Leslie Nielsen. It had Ted Danson. Nielsen was, I mean, he'd done Naked Gun and all that already by the time this came out. So he was an established actor. Ted Danson went on to be an extremely established actor. It's no accident, you know. Like, you had that depth in there as far as being able to. Dude, that's got to be hard too. As an actor, pulling, because you have so much to get across in such a small amount of time with little skits like this, and they were able to do it very well.
Well, it also was because it was so well written.
Very true.
You know.
You're very right.
But, I mean, other than that, there's really not a whole lot to talk about. We could go into detail about, like, what the segments were about, and yeah. A lot of it is based on revenge, more or less. And I think because, like, even the last one, like, the bugs kind of had their revenge, and the other ones were more of a sci-fi approach, I guess, if you want to break it down to that.
Ghost just said the ones with the bugs always made her most uncomfortable. Yeah, that was a good one, though.
Yeah,
but you said
that was my least favorite.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, you said earlier they shouldn't have went with that one last.
I didn't like that.
I can see it. I think they started well. The first one they went with was good. I think, yeah, maybe they should have switched the bugs one with the burying at the beach. Switch it out.
Should somewhere in the middle there. They could have ended it with the plant one.
Yeah, wait till the end for Stephen King. That's true. That would have been the best approach.
You know.
Oh, lunkhead. Dude, even that one was dark as fuck, man. Because, yeah, you know, you got Stephen King and he's acting goofy. And, you know, it's a plant. So that gets that level of fear right then and there. But then, dude, he's like, he's covered in it. He's obviously in pain. And he shoots himself in the face with a shotgun.
Yeah.
That's dark.
It is. It's sadistic.
Right?
Fucking take on it. Plus, if you're into that kind of sci-fi aspect of horror like that in itself, it's pretty terrifying in a sense, because of what he unleashed is going to go on to affect the world. So,
yeah,
it is pretty devastating in that sense. I think that would have been a better one to end with.
Lunkhead.
That bug one was pitiful.
Yeah. But Mick, yeah, I don't think there's really much more to speak on of this one. Like you said, we're not going to sit and fucking review every little thing that happened, and we're just not going to do that.
Yeah, it's not really. I mean, everybody, I feel like this one is something that a lot of people have seen. Everybody has the same general consensus of it. It was a good pick. I'm glad that it got picked. I'm glad that we finally were able to do a Creepshow review and be able to talk about it, because it is a heavyweight hitter, you know?
IR Chris, actually, is the one who suggested it.
Well, there you go. See? And this is a man who likes Event Horizon and shit, so I'm sure he loved that plant one.
True.
With Stephen King, you know?
True.
So, there you go, Lois.
Rob wanted us to do a movie called The Greasy Strangler.
Wrong.
You are fake news.
Yeah. It sounds like a biopic for Rob, The Greasy Strangler.
Greasy Strangler.
Rob's sitting in there.
It sounds interesting, though. I can't lie. It does sound interesting.
Fucking going to town on this shit. Yeah, I don't think there's really much else to talk about with this one.
Not too much we can point out, you know, other than the fact that Stevie got a little dick and Chris castrated him, turned him into Aunt Stevie.
I got a small pup.
Ghost is going to eat Rob's ass on the way to Pennsylvania. And then Rob is going to make us watch The Greasy Strangler.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's going to go. Oh, shit. But yeah, man, I think we did it, and that's it, dude. Yeah, because the only thing I just wanted to mention, the only thing you made me think of it when you said that, I was sitting there watching this movie, going, "Okay, it's really good. It's great. It's phenomenal. It's one of the greatest horror movies ever." But there's not much else to say about it. Like, it's just great.
It doesn't. Yeah, it's weird. It's a tough movie to review, because what you're doing is you're not reviewing one movie in its entirety. Like, you would have to really go into depth about each and every single segment, speak about that, and then draw your conclusions. Whereas with Tales from the Crypt, it was, you know, each episode was an hour long, which is like a movie in itself.
Yeah. Enough.
This was 2 hours long, compiled of what, 4 stories, I think I had?
Yeah, something around there. And let's be honest, we'd rather sit here and play fart sound effects than go through reviews.
Yeah, and then, you know, to review something like that, like, you've got to review a movie as an entirety. I think we did a good job.
Yeah, we did.
From that standpoint.
Especially when we have Robin here and trying to intimidate us, Ghost trying to take over everything. We held court pretty well tonight.
We did. We should give fucking Chris that fart sound again.
Which one? The long one?
The long one.
All right, Chris. This one's just for Chris, then?
Dedicated to Chris.
All right. You ready to fire? Make this one. We need to come up with a name for this thing. What is it? We should call it, like, the lawnmower. You got to really crank that motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right.
The lawnmower, Chris.
Let's go.
Dedicated to you, buddy.
Left cheek coming around the outside. The right cheek's catching up. Right cheek getting by the nose, trying to angle.
You know what I think he's going to do? I think he's going to burn out, Chris. VX may just the way he's going around that corner. I think he needs to slow down a little bit. There's a lot of laps left. There's no need to be in first place at this point. Just need to slow down. He's going to burn out. Look, there he goes. Oh, shit. He done burnt out.
And the race is over, folks.
Good Lord.
Oh, shit. There you go, Chris. Fart sound effect just for you. Chris said, blow it in my face. Mink, you modern.
Yeah, son. I, yeah, yeah.
Wow. I don't know what to say about that. God damn. All right, Mink. So, they can go check us out at slasherradio.com. They can check us out at slasherradio on Twitter. I'm at Mikey's Dead. Mink, where you at?
Under the bed.
Wow!
Yeah, Bobby Spencer with 2 R's.
That means so many things, though.
Don't it?
You know what? We're not even going to answer that. Mink, let's let them think what they want, Mink. Under the bed.
What's he doing over there? Why is it there?
You know, but you don't
find
know.
Out. Two times.
You'll never know.
You never know what I'm doing when you're sleeping at night.
That's true.
I'll be watching you and jacking off. I could be using all your toilet paper. You never know.
Oh, shit. Well, that's it for us tonight, guys. Catch us next week. Thank you, everybody, for watching. You guys are the best. We love every single one of you except for Rob. And good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best with Slasher Radio Podcast.
Big, he said under the bed.
Under the bed? Oh, shit.
You were so fucking, like, period, under the bed.
Under the bed.
Under the fucking bed. That's hysterical.
That's a hard place to hide, too, man. I'd rather be in the closet.
Oh, shit. Easy now.
Yeah.
Easy now.
Oh, shit. I'm fucked up.
Well, it depends on the bed, too, to be fair. You get one of the high fuckers, you can lay under there nicey-nice. He said under the bed.
Thing sprawl out. Under the bed, me. Oh, God. But it is naked.
With socks on. Under the bed.
Right. I'd be fucked up looking for something. Boom, there I am, butt ass naked. What are you doing under there? I don't know. What are you doing out from under here?
Oh, shit. It's like, how long have you been there? Like, you didn't even. I found you. Were you not going to say anything? Like, what the fuck are you doing under there?
Got a bag of Cheetos, a Nintendo Switch, some headphones. This butt ass naked.
Oh, I'm about to do shit hanging out under there.
Little flask. You know, it's like an empty bottle of Corona.
And there's no telling what you were planning. There's no telling.
Like, why are you under there with a fucking jar of Vaseline? What are you doing? With this toothbrush. Why?
Why are all these napkins? What the fuck have you been doing?
I am not under here. Yes, you are. I see you. No, you don't.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not here.
I can see you. Matter of fact, I can throw the shoe at you. No, you can't. I am not here.
And you make it sound so innocent. Just hanging out under the bed.
Are you playing Mario? Just what the fuck are you even playing over there?
Is that Super Mario 3? How'd you even get that on your sweat? What are you doing?
Next thing you know, you'd be under the bed with me. We're having a Joy-Con battle. Are you two under the bed? Nope, we are not under the bed. Nope. We are not here. Good thing you brought those Cheetos.
Oh, man.
Fuck that.
That is fucking hysterical.
Made a pillow out of the socks I had.
He was so matter of fact about it. That was the funniest part of it all. Under the bed.
Under the bed. Under Rob's bed. You're at Rob's house, and all you hear is rubber in the background.
Oh, shit.
So we try to, you know, sit there and have a nice little pizza ass.
A nice pizza ass.
Yeah, you know, some nice ass over here.
Oh, shit.
Johnny over there eating his little pizza ass. I told him, take it easy.
Nothing wrong with a nice pizza ass.
So calm down. It's only a little boy. Yeah, boy, come on. Gotta let him get used to it. Easy on the ass. Yeah.
Easy on the ass.
Told me, you know what the guy said? He said, go fuck yourself. I said, oh, hey. Oh, do me a favor. You call me what you want. I don't give a damn, but wipe your lips before you speak to me that way. You got shit everywhere, this guy, you know?
Take it easy. You know what? I'll eat your ass. I'll eat your ass right now.
I don't care if what you call it. Just wipe your mouth before you talk to me. God damn. Don't make me pay. Go when you're least suspected.
Oh no, he's got a hairy fucking ass. That video of him talking shit about Stevie was funny. I said, and while you're making gyros, you fucking Greek bastard.
He was throwing the meat on the damn grill.
Making gyros and talking shit about Stevie.
He knows how to handle meat.
Oh yeah, without question. He's really good at handling meat.
You seen the way he was chucking that meat on there?
Like it was nothing.
He was at least a good 3 feet away. He was just like, the way he was handling it.
He knew
the amount of force to put on, throw, everything. That takes calculation of weight.
Make the man knows what he's doing with meat.
Multiplied by distance, divided by time.
I mean, he's a meat chucker.
And height. You got to take height into calculation as well. You know, you can't just throw it up too high in the air. It won't land right.
I mean, he knows what he's doing. That's really what it boils down to.
He threw it on there so flat, it was almost like he frisbeed it. But it was a plop.
It landed perfectly. It went pop.
It landed all at once. It wasn't like the top half landed first and then it was all at once. Nice little plop. Like I said, bam.
He's got some balls, that fuck.
I bet you he makes a mean gyro.
Oh, I'm sure he does. His burgers are on point. Like, I cannot even lie. Like, I would love to talk shit about him, but I can't with that, man.
He's got good hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. He's got really... And they're not even like, you know, you get... Sometimes you get fooled where it's like a big burger and you think... No, it's not a... Nothing crazy. It's not a huge burger. It's just a really good quality burger. Knows what he's doing.
Be damned.
That small dick.
How was his gyros? Did you ever have one of his gyros?
No, I've only had his burgers and he made me something once. What the fuck? Oh, a knish. Burgers and a knish. Man, how could you go wrong with burgers and a knish?
I don't think you can.
They were on point, though.
Well, we'll know that. Hiawatha. That sounds like a real Stevie fart, too.
Mick, it's still going.
God damn. Holy shit. No way. God damn it.
It's the best fart sound ever.
That's incredible.
Yeah, a little quick one. Oh, it's so funny.
That extended one, though, man.
Sorry. I farted.
What did he say?
It's fat bastard.
Sorry.
I fought it.
When he pinched one off?
Yeah. Sorry. I fought it. Oh, fuck, man. These are too funny. I'm not going to be able to finish all of them before we go. But I want to get the funny ones on. And I can color code them. So, like, different sections can be different colors.
Yo, pick up the phone. What's up?
What's up?
Nice.
Right.
What's that?
I got a small puck.
There it is.
I got a small puck. I got a small cock.
I got a small cock.
I got a small cock.
Damn.
It's too much fun, man. Oh, Mink, I was talking to Uncle Nini, and he said that Stevie's new nickname should be Deep.
Deep?
Just Deep. It's not a bad idea.
But he can't get deep.
But he takes it deep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn. Yeah. Uncle Nini hit him with the deep?
Yeah, he hit him with the fucking deep.
Oh, shit.
I like it. It's short, sweet, to the point.
That explains everything.
It does. Deep.
Deep.
Take it deep.
Deep through his ass. That's him. Hey, get it. Move out the way. Let me show you how to
eat ass. You want to eat ass? Let me show you how to eat ass, right?
You the fuck out the way.
Wait, I just don't know. What pleasure could there be from getting your ass licked? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. If you don't like taking a shit and then the water splashes up on your bum,
right,
there's no way you would enjoy it. It's a little frisky. Too frisky.
Shit. I just don't understand why you've latched on to eating ass the way you have.
Just the way it rolls off the tongue when you say it. Eating ass.
Eat it.
It's hard not to say it.
I mean, I guess.
Like, you get mad at somebody, and then you can instantly just whip that out, and it just, they won't know what to do.
That's very true. Very true. Like, what do you say about it?
You're in your car driving, someone cuts you off, and they want to be the dick, kind of like fucking, you know, like, meet you at the red light and went to bro. But hey, you eat this. Like, what the fuck?
What the hell do you say to that?
You eat ass.
You eat ass. Oh, that's why you cut me. Whoa.
Like, hey, fuck you, you piece of shit. Can't believe. Or you cut somebody off. Hey, fuck you, piece of shit. Can't believe you cut me off. You'd be like, eh? Yeah, tough guy. Well, you eat ass.
Yeah, tough guy. Yeah. How'd you ain't saying that when you eat ass. What?
Movie eating ass.
Movie trying to eat ass, and the fuck you doing over here?
Let him eat ass. Come on. Is that now?
Yeah.
Wow. Can eat ass.
Eat ass. That's it.
That's it. That's all you gotta do. It's literally everything.
But to actually do it, though, is the thing.
What do you mean? You just eat ass?
I know, but after, from that point on, you're an ass-eating motherfucker, like, all the time, forever. There's no changing that. You can't take that back.
If you want to eat more ass, you can, but it's just one-time ass eating.
But you're still on it.
At that point.
How many times does it take for you to take it in the ass until you would be officially deemed homosexual? One time, right?
Well, depends if it's against your will or if you're willing to do it.
That's very true.
But you don't have to eat a dude's ass.
Yeah, but just eating ass in general. I mean, shit comes from there. Directly.
Oh, yeah, it's the poop shoot.
Like shit.
That's why you gotta close your eyes.
You gotta do more. I don't know, mate. That's fucked up.
Just close your eyes. Just kind of like whistle at it a little bit.
Who whistle?
You know? Maybe it'll whistle back.
If it whistles back, we got big problem.
Oh, man. That's when you gotta go down. It's when you poke it a little bit. But you little fuck. How did Jay say?
Yeah, you sort of a bitch.
And that's who you little.
But big, then if it whistles, That's pretty much what it is.
Well, you might get a nice one. Like,
I don't know, man.
Like, aw, this, aw.
Sorry.
Yeah, like that. A little higher in a note.
That's pretty much. I don't know, man.
Like, damn.
Damn, man. Like that? Ugh.
It would be a windy whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Be a windy fucking whistle, that's for sure. A
windy whistle. Ah, Rob Humphrey. Everything else these guys have said is bullshit. Why'd you say that, Rob? This message is held for review. Oh, wow. I have to allow those? That's not fun. Oh, Ghost is here. We were just talking about eating ass. Hey, Amber, you're alive. Yeah, Amber, Rob was actually worried about you. Mink, Rob was worried about somebody. Because Amber was, like, kind of MIA for a few days.
She was probably eating ass. I know it. What do you think?
I don't know if she was eating ass, Mink. I'm not going to label Amber an ass eater. That's just such a line for me, man. Like, once you eat ass, that is it. Like, you're an ass eater forever. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, once you eat ass, you don't eat the ass. You're right, but if you just do it one time, just to see what it's like, and then you move on from it, you can't be labeled as an ass eater, I guess, because you're not a habitual ass. You don't go on the ass eating spree. Now, if I ate ass habitually, and you know I eat ass, like that's what I do, then I'm an ass eater. But I couldn't call you an ass eater if you just did it once you said you didn't like it. I'd be like, I'm the ass because I'm out. I'm looking for ass. You're not looking for ass to eat, at least.
Yeah, but the other side of that coin, if you're, say you get into an argument with somebody, even if you ate ass once and they found out about it, first thing they're going to is you're an ass eater.
That's because they're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
But still, think it's there. It is fucked up. It's there.
Just be like, so I tried eating ass one time in my life like you ever did, and that's what you do. You hit him back with that. I don't see you out there exploring around. Who knows? You probably eating ass all the fucking time. At least I'm open about it. I ate ass one time, so what?
I guess.
Then you hit him with that real quick. And then if you're going back and forward Uncle Stevie, because that's what he would do, like, oh, you eat ass. You eating ass all the time. Like, Uncle Stevie, you know what? I could eat a million asses. You're just mad because I won't eat yours.
I got a small talk.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, man. I feel like if you do it once, you're labeled. I get your point. You're right. Like, if you're out there, just your thing is eating ass, you're an ass eater. But even if you did it once, it's like, damn, man. You said, fuck it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to eat ass. For everything it's worth, you did it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you had to. In order to do it. But you're never going to know unless you do it, Mink. Time to eat some ass, Mink.
Well, Mink, I officially kicked Clem out of our ass-eating spree. Or extravaganza. She's gone. I can't take it anymore.
She didn't deserve to be in there.
Right. She's going to flip-flop first. She's doing it. She's not doing it. Don't even fucking come. Act like you're happy eating our ass. I mean, Ghost, if you're still in here, right, she don't need to be in there. She's going to flip-flop with eating. If you're going to eat ass, you got to go all the way with eating ass. Maybe Rob could take her place.
Yeah, well, Rob's the kind of guy, when he does something, he likes to do it right. So I wouldn't mind having Rob in the ass. Rob could be a good singer.
Rob, how do you feel about meeting us in Vegas and we spend an entire weekend just eating ass? I mean, Mink, the floozy might not. We can't eat her ass, though. She could eat someone else's ass.
She might have been down back in the day, but I don't know if she's going to be down eating ass so much.
Oh, Mink. All right. I'm glad everyone's here listening to this. I had an idea. Rob said I'll go to Vegas if we can get tickets to see Wayne Newton. God, Jesus Christ, Rob. What the hell's the matter with him, Mink? What the hell? We got that, Rob. Fuck it. Mink, so I was talking to my friend Andre, right? And remember we were talking about going to do that Haunted Hillview Manor, the paranormal investigation?
Yeah.
How cool would it be if we all went to do that and we filmed it, like we actually made a movie out of it. Because if you think about it, it wouldn't be all that hard.
Nah, it wouldn't.
Most of the, if we went there, we'd film it anyway.
Can I be the bad guy?
You want to be, well, you would have to be a ghost then.
Yeah, I'd be a good ghost.
But I mean, not for nothing, it wouldn't be hard. We can get a little GoPro, put it in the car, record the ride there. That would be like the little intro, like you know, the characters are going comedy up the wazoo.
There's a way to get that shit on Amazon as well, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't be hard to get it on Amazon.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. But dude, because I was sitting there talking to him, I'm like, you know, we'd be recording what we were doing anyway. Why not? Like, we would just have to actually manufacture a few scenes.
That'd be fun.
That is really what we would have to do. Like, if we could make two trips out of going there, one to, like, we just go do our thing, whatever, and maybe if we come up with a few good ideas, we could just, you know, boom, bang it out. And then, Chris, hey, audio, yes, we're back. And then, once we go and we start putting all the video in place and try and start making the order of the movie, we could go back there another time and we'll know, okay, we have to do this specific scene, that specific scene, boom, 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 like that. It wouldn't be that hard.
Oh, hell no.
As far as making a movie
goes. Especially nowadays.
Right.
Nowadays, all the shit that people forked fucking thousands of dollars over to make a movie, we got in our phones.
Dude, Alan, that was another thing. Hold on, before we go forward with that. Rob said that they decided not to do a live stream last week because I couldn't be there, meaning him. Rob,
you are fake news.
Get the hell out of here. Mike, I love these things. Fucking Rob.
Grab him by the pussy.
Anyway, so, dude, we could record it on our phones. Like, how cool of a, like, found footage movie actually recorded on it? Because the question of found footage has always been, at one point or another throughout the movie, why are they still holding the camera?
Yeah.
You get away with a little more with your phone. And not only that, if you drop your phone, like, how many times do we say shit like, you don't need to see things? So you could just drop your phone and add, like, whatever audio. And it's just, like, the flash of the camera at the ceiling or whatever. Like, dude, that's a fucking layup. No?
Yeah.
Like, not the whole movie. Obviously, you need a few scenes with payoffs. But you just tie cables to a chair, move it. You know, there's a scene. Little shit to build up.
I'm only going to do it if Rob's going to be in there.
Rob, would you meet us in Pennsylvania to make a paranormal found footage movie? They did that with the movie Megan is Missing. All phone cameras and webcams, basically. Okay, Ghost, you know what? Screw you, Ghost. Man, why she gotta come and shit on our thunder?
She right, though.
Yeah, but
they wouldn't be doing it like we did it. It'd be different.
Yeah, fuck them.
It'd be different.
Yeah.
There might even be a sex scene in ours. Like a real one.
There could. You know, what made me think of all this was the floozy and what she may and may not do anymore. Because Andre was saying, we need a girl in there. I'm like, all right, well, who would be down to, A, go do something like that, and B, like, you know, the salami boyness of it, like, actually, you know, work it all out. Like, that would be her, but I don't know if she would still do it.
I don't know if she'd still do it, man. That's the thing.
Mate, but if me and you, the fucking boys, like, back in, I think she might do it just because.
She might.
Come on, man. I think she's got to do it. It would be me. The concrete would be me, you, Andre, and Stevie.
I got a small talk.
That would be the guarantee.
She might. Our luck, we go there to film a movie and there'd really be a ghost.
Yeah, that was the other side of it. It's like, what if it actually does turn into found footage? Shit. Ghost wants to go, mate. I don't know. She just shit on our idea, though.
You can come if you promise to eat ass. That's all you gotta do. We'll buy your plane ticket.
That would be crazy. They just undo our pants. Like, all right, turn around, bend over. At the airport. Damn, twice now she's got to eat ass?
Wait, well, at the airport just to get,
oh,
you know,
at the airport. Okay.
Acquainted. And if she wants to eat ass later, whatever.
Oh, okay, I thought you said after and before. I was like, wow.
No.
She said that's only for Vegas. So, I mean, what the hell?
Well, we don't have the resources to go to Vegas, Pennsylvania, all these places.
Right.
This is more important, wouldn't you think?
Ghost, cut that out. See, nothing's easy, Mink. But in all seriousness, though, that wouldn't be extremely hard to do as far as making a movie would go.
It costs nothing for us, except for the time and this, you know, money spent going there.
Right, right. And to rent it is only, I think it's like $700-something, but keep in mind, that's between, you know, a whole bunch, a whole group of people.
Oh, you gotta rent the tour?
It is a tour, but pretty much you rent the building. The building is yours. And all you guys who are listening right now, you can go way back. I believe it was our first interview ever on the show. We interviewed, Rochelle from Haunted Hillview Manor and some other dude. I forget his name. But, they pretty much give you the whole building. It's yours. They give you keys. They give you a quick little runaround. This, that.
Oh, it's yours. Yeah.
So that's not bad, dude. And the like, you know how they have, like, a lot of found footage movies have that kind of, they try and give you a comedy feel right off the bat? I mean, we could nail that.
Oh, yeah.
Just the shenanigans that get recorded throughout. And it's found footage, so it doesn't have to link up perfectly. It can go from one scene, cut to something completely different. That's perfect.
As long as we can be in a kitchen butt naked making pancakes.
That could be the beginning. Imagine you in a kitchen with just an apron on, completely naked, at a hotel.
Button.
You won't even wear the apron?
Nope.
I think you should start out with the apron. And then lose this. No, do the fan.
Well, there's his cock. Oh, we knew it was going to come out.
That would be an awesome start to the movie. What do you guys think? Rob, you didn't say if you would come or not. I'm upset. Okay, Ghost is making a plea for her usefulness, I guess. I'd be good to have around because, one, I'm at least already a ghost. Two, I've been to haunted places before. And three, I do special effects makeup. Four, my creative eye for ghost movies. Mink, who the fuck is she? You hear this?
She hit us with a resume.
Mink, like who?
She hit us with the resume.
Ghost, hold on a second. No. We gotta go back. Who the hell all of a sudden said, you are the creative eye for... Man, how? She's a ballsy one.
She said she has a creative eye. Or did she say she's the creative
well,
eye?
Well, she said she has one, but still, how do we know?
Oh.
All of a sudden, who's she to say she does?
Can't tell.
Yeah.
I don't know. You did pick Jeepers Creepers too.
Three. Yeah, she did.
Three.
Ugh.
Bastard.
That was a shit fest. But Rob wasn't even listening. He said, will I go where? He had to go in the other room. Fuck, Rob. We just went through a whole thing. All right, ready to go, Mink?
Round the roll.
Stevie got a small cock?
And Stevie got a little dick.
And Stevie.
I got a small cock.
Welcome to Slasher Radio.